I'm your host, Nate Newman, and as always, I have the illustrious Judge Gonzo with me.
Your favorite foul-mouthed fucking chucklehead from the USA.
Okay, will I get to yell?
Oh, you're going to get to yell.
Well, then it's going to be fun.
8 pints before the ceremony. I'm well and truly stewed, and I know I'm making a mistake.
Have you seen Tombstone?
No.
Hi. You won't even know you're my huckleberry.
G'day, g'day. Welcome to this episode of Not So Secret Dad's Business. I am Nate Newman. We got Judge Gonzo and our favorite man, Heavy Drop, on the show. How you doing, fellas? What's been going on?
All right, wait, hold on. So you went to a friend's house at an in-ground pool. You were all stoked, right? You're like, this is awesome. For some reason, you went to a friend's house at an above-ground pool. You're like, you're fucking white trash. Like, what is the difference? Like, it's fucking water, but for some reason, it's so ingrained in us that you just have a better time.
It's the
fucking same thing, man.
Like, Judge, you remember growing up, man? It was like we could go swim in the river. We could go
anywhere,
swim,
dude.
In the pond.
It didn't fucking matter. It didn't matter. It didn't water matter. Is fucking water. Meanwhile, like, we're swimming around like parasite infested fucking lakes and shit swimming in
or
our dick holes. We didn't fucking care.
Sure, that's got syringes from New York,
and it legit does. Like, they roll up all the time. Hi, everybody. What the fuck? How's your week?
Not bad, man. Mine's been
hey,
a quiet one.
Good, man. How was yours?
Well, A, fucking Rob is live. Look at Rob's fucking face.
It doesn't even look sharp. Like, he's all fucking shaved and had a haircut.
So I had a meeting with the big man.
He's got the down home. I hate everyone who's not white going on, though.
No.
You got that?
No, because the boss of my boss is not white.
No, it's just for some reason, like, every time you see a picture, like, people hate on that. Like, now that's, like, synonymous with, like, you must want to storm the Capitol. Like, I don't get it. It's a fucking facial hair.
No. I've been getting so many compliments. Crystal absolutely loved it. I got told
it looks good on you, man.
I don't look like a homeless trucker giving blowjobs and glory holes on the I-95 rest stops.
No. Now you're just the guy getting them. Like, that's what you look like now. So you went up a fucking step.
I do. Actually, you look like a guy that has a cousin, Danny, making grilled cheese in the middle of the night, man.
Oh, my God. That fucking dude is so funny,
You look
man.
Like fucking Shane Gillis.
He's fucking hilarious, man. That guy's great. So I'm almost out of the woods, boys. I got like 4 days left and then appeals are over. I can stop working all day Saturday, all day Sunday. It's worth it, man. And then today is Saturday. My night school boss calls. She's like, listen, I know it's Saturday. We got one kid who still needs to finish. I've said, this is going to be tough, man. Because depending on his writing skills, it might take a while. But she knows I always go above and beyond for her. So I put up that thing about how, like, I really want to get night school teacher of the year. Because I never got it. I always got day school teacher of the year, which is always fucking strange because I do all this stuff for night school. And she goes, no. I've asked twice, 2 years in a row, because you stay up with appeals people till 1 o'clock and we're going to get them done. But because you won it for day school within 5 years, you can't get it again. I said, but what if you're the best teacher in your building? Like, you know, so, like, all right. So that's
my
problem with,
like, isn't it about nominations and, like, fucking, like, people win a Grammy 2, 3, 4 years in a row. How can you not be in the running for an award again?
Because everyone deserves a medal. And we know that. I talked to my night school students because they're adults, right? And we were talking about the idea of reward, right? And how it's like, staff member of the month is always someone different. Very rarely is it the same person 2 months in a row. Because it's bullshit. Because if you got someone that fucking breaks their ass every month, they always deserve it. But you can't give it to that person because then people quiet quit. They're like, well, if I'm not going to get it, instead of working harder, now I'm going to do less. So they just sprinkle it around to everyone. A couple times, even during day school, man, people get teacher of the month. I'm like, why? You're out most of the month. You don't do shit. Like, so now it's used as we're recognizing you, so we want you to work harder, not because you're the best person in the fucking building.
Yeah, I get that. Like, the last place I worked at, they tried bringing in, you know, employee of the month to, you know, boost morale and all that sort of thing. And it was the same guy that got it every month. Now, don't get me wrong. He fucking deserved it because he was hustling all the fucking time. But like you said, everybody else said, well, fuck, we don't even have a chance. So why are we even trying?
But they do, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, and that goes back to the competitive edge that people don't have anymore. Right. Like, if I saw someone got it 2 months in a row, yes, I would ask a question like, all right, but I did this, this, and then you just seem like self-masturbatory, right? Well, did you see me do this? Did you see me do that? But then again, like not all bosses, like they're not going to watch you all the time anyway. So the whole idea is just fucking bullshit. Like unless you go in and the place is burning and you pull out a fucking cat and a couple children, you're not fucking getting it because of like one thing that you did. You're just not fucking, unless it's based on like a sales thing, right? Like if you're all 40 hours and you do like, you know, gutter cleaning or whatever, right? And you got the most people. Yeah, I recognize that. But if you're doing something that is very varied, right, and there's no money involved and there's no commission involved, it's really fucking hard to decide who the best person that month is, where you're not just going, oh, fuck, we got to do that today. I'll pick Bill. Mm. Right. Like it doesn't seem to matter almost.
But again, I think it comes down to the whole participation trophy thing, right? It's just it seems there's no value to it anymore. So people just don't give a shit.
Right. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's that. It's also the whole, if you look at it, there's been a whole big push to make people less competitive. You know, it's considered toxic if you're sitting there trying to do your best and being the best at whatever job it is you're doing or whatever sport, whatever. And I've raised my son to, like, I've ingrained it in him, be an absolute monster. I mean, be an absolute monster at everything you decide to do. And forget what people say, because they're going to hate you whether you're doing great or you're, you know, not.
Of course
they don't want to lay it, you know, but be a monster, but learn how to control it.
Yeah. I said that to a friend of mine. She was having problems with her friend who all of a sudden didn't like her doing different things. And I said, listen, some friends are only going to like you until you outgrow their level of comfort.
Mm.
Like if you leave their little shell of what, and I forgot who it was. It was a lady who did a study about friendships, and she's like, you got to watch, because most of the time people will give you advice based on the kind of friend that they want you to be, not what's best for you, right? So i.e. you got someone who's with, so you know somebody who's with a girl that you don't particularly like, right? Maybe she rubs you the wrong way. That means, you know, subconsciously or consciously, every time she does something, and he's like, dude, I don't know, what should I do? You're always going to be like, well, I wouldn't be with her, man, because I wouldn't go in for that shit. That's not looking out what's best for him, because she might be great to him. You're only doing, like, you know, or if someone dresses a certain way, oh, I don't think that looks good on you. Well, to who? Right? If that person thinks it looks good on them, you're just giving an opinion based on what you want them to wear. Like, I like you looking like this. So it's just like, so what's real advice, right? Like, who's actually giving you, besides the one person you got who's like, listen, man, I don't know what to fucking tell you. I would do this, but that's why I like what Kevin Hart says. He's like, I can't give advice because everyone's not me. He's like, I can give information. I can give you information about what I do, but I can't give anybody advice. The only person I can give advice to is me.
Absolutely. Right?
Because I'm the only person. Like, if I told a friend who's very nonviolent and there's some guy who's constantly hitting on his girlfriend, I'd be like, punch him in the fucking throat. Right? If he makes a move on, or punch him in the throat. But now he does that. He don't know how to fight. And he gets his ass fucking kicked. Right. I'm not thinking about him. I'm thinking about what I would do in that situation. That's not fair to put on somebody else. So I thought that whole study was interesting, man. Just like, oh shit. Like, I started thinking about that. And I was like, oh yeah. I was like,
everyone's got to know how to throw a punch and how to take a punch. That is one thing everyone needs to learn, because you never know when you're going to have to do it. I'm not promoting violence. I've had a job where for the last 23 years, my whole job was to find bad guys.
Yeah.
And you know, bring them violence.
Right.
But I don't go around looking for fights. I don't go around, like, I don't egg fights on. I mean, fuck, I'll take more time just to de-escalate a situation if it works that way. I mean, now granted, there's a time to always go hands on, but you know, it's not like I go out trying to yoke people up or everything. But
I think that goes along with age too.
If you do not know how to throw a basic punch, or even how to block, or even how to take a punch, you're setting yourself up for failure, because someday someone's going to blindside you, you know, and you could have prepared.
Like, it's weird. The graph is almost like this, right? The younger you are, well, for us, right? For Gen X people, right? The younger you were, the more you wanted to fight to handle the problem, because we knew that after you fought, the problem was over. There was never a retaliation. It was always like, fucking fight's over. You win. What's next? Yeah. Let's go get food.
You know,
right?
Either you won or you got your ass kicked. Either way,
right.
You know.
It was right. And that was it. That was it. So you always want to fight up here the younger you are. The older you get, that graph goes up, but you want to fight less. Like, if you've matured, if you fought a lot of shit when you were younger, the only people I know that start fights or continuously get into fights now when they go out are people that lost a lot when they were young or didn't fight at all. And now they feel like they have something to prove. Like, when I see, like, two 30 or 40-year-olds square up in the street over, like, a drink or a bar, I'm like, you motherfuckers didn't do shit when you were younger. Like, you stayed out of everything because that shit is ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. I'm talking, like, not even people who are drunk. Like, dumb shit. Like, back in the day, like, fucking Rob note, like, here, if you stepped on someone's shoe the wrong way in the 90s, you were getting into a fight. Because you were young. You're the older you get. You're like, I don't fucking care, man. They're fucking shoes. So it just seems like the graph almost does like this. Like, as the one drops down, like, your age goes up and your propensity to be like, I don't want to do that anymore.
But then you also got to look at that old man that's sitting there that he doesn't give a fuck anymore. He will drop bodies in his front yard, stack them six high, and use them as a fighting position.
Yeah,
you know, because
it's weird. Yeah, because at like 70, then your tolerance for everything goes down because you're like, I'm gonna die soon, so I'll kill you in my fucking front yard and wait for the cops.
I can appreciate that too because I'm coming up on 40, and there's a lot of shit that I just do not have time for at 40.
No, man,
you know, so it's like,
and that goes back to the Mark Maxson book, right? Like, where do you put your important fucks?
Yeah,
like,
where do you put that fucking fuck, exactly?
Dude, I'm just like, and that's why, like, we talked about the dad area of walking down like the seaside boardwalk or a boardwalk or whatever, drunk people coming. I'm moving because I know better. Like, we know better. Like, I'm not like, and if it was me, I'm not fucking moving. But if I got my kid with me, we're moving. I'm going to be like, oh, buddy, let's go walk by the beach so we can check that shit out. Cause these motherfuckers are being loud and it's not going to cognize for him. So we're going to walk way the fuck over it. Shit, dude, I'll double back and go off the boardwalk because I don't want anything to happen to him. I don't care if anything happens to me. Shit has happened to me a lot. But I don't want to put him in that position. And not me fighting and winning, fighting and losing. I don't want him freaking out because his dad is in a fight, period. That's traumatizing for a child.
Yeah,
so, that's something, like, nah, man, I'm not going to do that, dude. Now I just go, yeah, all right, man, like, whatever. Like, you know, like, It is.
I would say that. my son's the only one that's probably a little bit different because when he got
he's older too.
Yeah. Well, he's older now too. But I mean, when he was younger, he understood what I did. He understood what, you know, my job was. And
he has to, yeah.
You know, it was funny because he was in elementary school. Like he was in elementary school, and they're like, so what does everyone's parents do for a living? And like, You know, all of them are saying, oh, you know, because it's a military base. So most of the kids are all, military, you know, or mom and dad's, you know, in this unit or mom and dad's in that unit. My son goes, he jumps out of airplanes and shoots people in the face.
Yeah, because that's how kids can explain it.
Yeah. See, unlike you two, right? Like, you two are savages. Let's face it. There's no denying that.
Not anymore, but yeah.
I'd take the same route in that dad area as you, Judge, for the pure fact that that's how I've always been. I've always been one to try and de-escalate, walk away, or just fucking ignore a situation. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't say I've ever been in a fight, but I've had my dick knocked in the dirt a couple of times, you know, and that's purely because I don't have that streak in me to fight back. Yeah. I'm just... fuck it, I'll take the beating and then move on, sort of thing. So listening to you guys, it's like, fuck, I've got to teach Eli something as well, you know? Like, my old man never taught me how to fight or how to fucking stand up for myself, let alone fight, you know? So that's why as soon as I could with Eli, I put him straight into boxing. You know, at least he can stand his own ground.
Growing up, my parents did not advocate for fighting. They wanted me to do the whole walk away. They wanted me to turn, you know, whatever. And I lost, you know, I lost more fights than I won. Honestly, I mean, there were times I got stitches, you know, times I've had my nose broke. I mean, yeah, I probably lost more fights than I won. It wasn't until, you know, having gone into the military and learning as I mean, there's for me, there's nothing fair to a fight. I will do anything that puts me on top. I will take off my shoe and beat you to death with it. Name of the game is I win.
Yeah. Like I've been saying that I'm not squaring up with anybody. Like, I'm going to try and like, but like, and I did, and you know, I'm not proud of it. I'm only bringing it up because of what you said. Like, I bit a chunk out of a dude's face before. Like, I'm not trying to like this ain't a boxing ring, dude. Like, in between rounds, no one's holding up a card. My job is like during that time, if we're going to fight, I'm going to win. And if I don't win, my job is to do some permanent bodily harm. So you might win
like the fight,
right? But like, I'm taking a chunk out of your ear. Like, I'm going to make you be like, yeah, man, I want to fight, but this motherfucker.
Yeah,
man. Like, nah, dude, I'm not beat for that shit. Like, I'm not just going to try and swing it.
Like with my son, I mean, I tell him, you know, yeah. And I kind of do like my parents is like, hey, look, don't fight. You know, there's no point to it. You know, there you get nothing out of it. But if you have to, win.
Mm-hmm.
Win. Yeah. Win that fight. Don't be afraid to punch. There was an admiral. I think it's Admiral Harding. Says it great. Punch a shark in the nose.
Yeah.
You know, when SEALs are out there doing their training, they tell them all about all the sharks in the water. And a shark starts getting close to you. Don't be scared. Don't just
punch in the nose. Yeah, because that's where all of it. Yeah.
And but you know, for my son, it's like, look, I will never ever be upset if you defended yourself in the fight.
Right.
As long as you are not the initiator of the fight, and you were the one defending yourself or defending someone else.
Yeah, I tell him that too. Yeah.
You know, I'm 100%. You will never be in trouble. I was like, I will actually go to bat, and I will I'll put the school in their place. If they try to put you in trouble for because you beat the kid's ass, you know, because my son, I mean, we've put him through several different things. He's done two different forms of karate. He's done, you know, a little bit of boxing. He does rugby, you know, so he knows how to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, he knows how to get in there and put in work.
Right.
You know, and I've taught him a few things I've learned, you know, being with the agency I am now and, you know, from the military, that things that'll hurt like a motherfucker and the person will probably think their arm is broken or their leg is broken, but there is no permanent damage and it doesn't leave marks.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm waiting for the day that the high school tells me, hey, you know, he's in trouble. I'm going to be like, yeah, roll the cameras back. I want to see exactly what went on.
Yeah. Well, speaking of freakish violence, my new guilty pleasure, I have no idea why, and it's me, Hunter, and Sarah. Like, this is what we do now. Like, we get excited. We watch, like fucking, like, entitled people get in trouble with cops. Dude, it's my favorite. Dude,
I've been seeing
favorite
it lately, having
one.
Their
it's called, like,
daddy!
Yeah, it's like, you it's guys- like Karen's getting their wet. And now Hunter knows all the terminology. So, like, he came after me yesterday, grabbed me by my arm. He's like, stop resisting. He's like, you're going to be charged obstruction. And, like, so now that's what we do. Like, we yell at each other. So my buddy Billy, the guy who was in the groom's party where he's a cop, I called him up and told him, you know, he was laughing, dude. I was like, because Hunter knows, like, all the terms. Dude, at one point, he was beating up a balloon because the balloon was mouthing off and shit like that. He was trying to resist. So Hunter goes into his shoulder. He's like, I got a 1790 on me, need some backup. I was like, yo, he was cracking me the fuck up, man. He did it in fucking ShopRite and shit. I was like, yo, but it's weird, right?
That is so fun.
Dude, it's amazing. And like, we live in a world where people are either cop or anti-cop. Like, no one's in the middle, right? But it's like, look, man, there's shitty parts of every group, right? Seeing this shit and seeing what they have to deal with. Dude, at one point, this lady refused to get in the car and just kept saying, no, like, you're not taking me to jail. I was like, lady, I don't think you know how this works. Like, they're not going to be like, yeah, you know what? Let's take him off. Like, you're not arguing your way out. And then all of a sudden, everyone's got a shoulder injury. Everyone's got a torn ACL. I can't get in the car. I'm just like, yo, what a shit. And yes, I know they're on camera, right? I get it. But some of the cop, like, they're like, but dude, at one point, the lady's like, I hope your kids die. And he's like, oh, that's a terrible thing to say. Like, they keep such an even... I mean, the good ones, I guess, right? They keep such an even keel that, like, they're getting spit on or whatever, and then they put the spit bag over their head like fucking Hannibal Lecter. So that's become our new guilty pleasure, dude. It's hilarious.
Yeah, man. I got one for you to watch, then.
Yeah, please.
For you to watch. His name is Deputy Slope. He's from the Pinal County Sheriff's Office in Arizona. All he does is pull people over for traffic stuff, speeding, reckless driving, things like that. But expired tags, all that stuff. But it is hilarious because you get those entitled ones that they walk up and they're like, so what did you pull me over for? And he's like, let me see your driver's license. Well, no, I asked you what you pulled me over for.
You can't. Dude, sometimes that goes on for 15 minutes.
And he's like, I don't have to tell you that. He's like, you have to give me your license. If you're not going to give me your license, I'm going to pull you out of the vehicle. Well, can I have a supervisor out here? No.
Yeah. Yeah, because they all have seen other videos where people tell you what you're allowed to do. And, you know, and they record back. And the people are like, I'm going to record you. He's like, all right, that's fine. Like, you can record me. Like, it doesn't matter. Right. But it's always shit like that. Like you got to tell me, dude, at one point they got and they the cop went up to the car. He's like, Hannah, again? I was like, yo, when your traffic stop starts with them knowing you by your first name and they say again because you're drunk. Probably not going to be a good fucking stop, dude. Yeah. Yo, at one point, this lady got fucking drunk on pure vanilla extract. That's all she drank. And she blew a 0.36 from drinking pure vanilla extract. I was like, I didn't even know that, man. Motherfuckers used to sneak NyQuil. But I never knew, like, there was that serious alcohol content in that shit.
Yeah, but I've also heard of people getting pulled over on their way home from work and blowing over because they had fruit salad for lunch.
Yeah, that had, yeah.
Yeah, because the fruit salad ends up fermenting and creating alcohol.
Yeah.
But this is probably a question for you, Rob. But over in the States, can police stop you for a random license check? Or do they have to have probable cause to pull you over before they can do that?
I think they have to pull you over for a reason. Unless, like, because cops have the thing in their, if you pass them, they can automatically run your plate. Like, that's what my buddy was telling
me.
He's like, there's an onboard thing.
And it just beep, 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 beep. And okay, Rego's out. They'll go get you. But like over here, especially on long weekends, they'll often have checkpoints set up, which is for random breath testing and all that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Did shit. Yeah.
And so you'll get a random license check, breath test, and a roadside drug test.
So for over here, it varies state by state. Each state kind of has their own things. But most of the things, the Supreme Court has ruled that checkpoints are not unconstitutional. That, you know, if you and then that's federal law that if you're operating a vehicle, and it, again, it varies state by state, too.
Yeah, see, I mean, I've had situations before when there has been a random license check or something, but they've usually pulled you over because they've seen you swerve or something like that.
They can run your plate at any time. You don't have to swerve. You don't have they can just be behind you and they can just run your plate. You don't have to be doing anything wrong because there's no expectation of privacy when it comes to the plate. That is public
which
knowledge.
I found this out too, that if you're swerving inside your own lane, that's legal. They can't pull you over for that. So if you're just within your own lane and they can't pull you over for that. If you leave your lane
for a left of center or a right of center, maybe. I mean, that's something that, you know, to argue because the center of your lane is kind of where you keep the vehicle.
So well, of course, right or left, and that's where you want to be. Look, if you're drunk and you're swerving in your own lane, you're going out of that fucking lane. I'm just talking about like your normal people that for some reason can't fuck. Like I got people who can't walk straight. Like you walk next to them and they're pushing you out into the fucking road. I'm like, bitch, can you walk straight? Like, what are you pushing?
A lot of it comes back on the officers. Typically, you know, most of them will sit there and be like, all right, you ride the line. So I'm not going to pull you over. Yeah. You know, but then you get the others that are like, okay, you ride the line. You're on the line. Okay. I can pull you over because you're on the line. That's probable cause. But just running a plate is not probable cause. You don't need probable cause for it. And running the plate, it comes back either as the vehicle being registered, whether it's current, you know, who the owner of the vehicle is. So what they'll do is that's why they come up and they ask and they go, can I have your driver's license?
Yeah.
Because it might come back saying that the owner of the vehicle has a suspended license. Right. So they're trying to determine that who is driving the vehicle is the owner of the vehicle.
See, I didn't even know that plate technology was there either until a few years back where I was driving to work in an unregistered vehicle because I was taking it to the mechanic that day to have the roadworthiness done
right.
So I could get the rego done that afternoon. And they passed me. You know, I'm coming.
Yeah.
We passed each other. I'm like, ah, oh, shit. So I turned down the street into work, pull up at work. I'm climbing out of the car, and there's the cop right behind me. She's like, can you do me a favor? Get back
Yeah.
in the car. I need to. And I'm like, what's going on? She goes, oh, the car's unregistered. You know, I'm like, how the hell do you know that? She's
Yeah.
like, the computer told me. As soon as I passed you, it beeped, told me you were unregistered. Son of a
Also, the
bitch.
amount of people that when they're pulled over go fucking ape shit and then say they want to call their mom. Dude, their mom, every woman, and like maybe some guys do it, but it's normally women that are getting pulled over for crazy shit, or at least on the videos that I'm seeing. No, I'm not going anywhere until I call my mom. The one cop was like, you're 23.
Yeah.
Like, what do you need to call your fucking mom for? Dude, it's wild,
I
man.
saw one
Fucking.
yesterday where she was, you know, they've gone, okay, we're putting you under arrest. They've got her on the floor and she goes, she's just screaming, I'm not under arrest. I'm not under
Yeah.
arrest. It's like,
Yeah. Like,
as
I'm
if
not.
that's
Yeah.
going to undo what the
Yep.
guy just said, like a you know, reverse card or some shit. It's like,
Yeah.
fuck.
I was like, that's not how that works. Okay. Wait. Okay. Last week we talked about porn. Wait. Before we start that, there's a company called Comics on Coffee. They do like these coffee and like Lord of the Rings and Star Wars themed coffees. I got to shout them out only because, yes, I did originally buy them because it was comic book stuff. Guys, it's the best fucking coffee. It's so fucking good. And each one of the characters has like a different like flavor. Like the Wonder Woman one is like coconut and pecan. And I'm like, well, I'm going to get it. I'm probably not going to drink it because of the co dude, they're all fucking really good. And from what I understand, it's a pretty small company too. They're so fucking good, man. Like, I don't know if you guys can get them. I know comic book shops have them. And they have an Instagram that I think is just Comics on Coffee. They're really fucking good, man.
Surely it would be on Amazon. Everything's on fucking Amazon.
Probably, but Amazon might take a chunk of their, like, if they're small enough, like, I don't even know if they're going to want to do that. All right. Yeah. So that was okay. So last week we talked about Texas and their cream, in which I fucking laughed so hard I gave myself a goddamn headache. Then I put out an open call to people from anywhere using that NGL thing, which I didn't know what the fuck it was. Like, I had to download and everything because I don't know if people want to actually share it. I asked for verification of people from different states and what they searched for. Obviously, I don't want to know who it is. I just thought it was fucking funny. And I got a lot back.
I saw a few
I
of the
got a lot.
responses on your stories and
Got a lot
I
back.
had to laugh. And there was one there that you're like, I don't even know what that is, but we'll talk about it. And
We're gonna
so
talk about it, but
I.
apparently Rob has information for us when it comes to porn searches. And he was about to tell us before the show, and I'm like, please don't. You gotta save it because I wanna have a genuine reaction for it. So Rob, why don't you lead us in, and I'll take us tested away with the
Well, a lot of people don't realize is being a single soldier and everything. So there's a lot of searches and a lot of things you get exposed to. So I found out your answers to some of the ones you wanted. So
Right.
transformation, because I asked a
Yes,
buddy this
please.
one.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, so transformation is the type of porn. It's like, sudden transformation, like you woke up in another body and everything.
That's a thing? So
So is that more of like a role play thing then?
that's like anime Ranma half, where like you splash a certain temperature of water on me, just becomes a girl or a guy. Wait a minute. I've never heard that before.
It's like if Judge Gonzo right now went to sleep and woke up at, with 36 double D's
That'd
and
be the best day of my life.
freaking everything.
It'd be the best day of my life.
Can be getting any work
That
done.
according to the people, that's what it is. And your tickle porn.
Yes. It's not like it's not as gentle as we thought.
No, it's like
Yeah.
tickling, and then milking isn't the jug milking you were talking about there, though there is that one. It's,
Right.
like the dude is there and
That's
can't
the one
move,
that
and she is,
milking him like a cow. Yes, I mentioned that last
milking
week.
him
Yeah.
like a cow.
I think there was another one that I was like, what the fuck is that? Dude, the transformation one, that I didn't even know that was a category. I've never even seen that fucking category before. That blows my fucking mind, man. I've never seen that before. Okay, well, we did get some people from all over the place, which I thought was really cool. States and people, I didn't even know we had listeners, which is really fucking cool, man. Or just people I'm associated with, doesn't matter. And again, I told not everyone to leave their name. A couple of people are like, can I? And I'm like, no, like don't send us down that fucking path. Don't worry about it. Everyone's gonna get it. So So first one I saw was someone from Alabama, and it said sister slash cousin sister slash cousin stuck in the dryer.
Oh shit! Okay, so that's like taking two separate genres and just putting them together.
Because I've seen that before. Where it's like, bro, because I was calling this other bro and sis, anyone ever fucking does that. Bro, I gotta get something. Can you come over here? And all of a sudden, he starts banging her into her dryer, dude. That's fucking
I gotta get this
hilarious.
Sock right all the way in the back. Oh no, I'm stuck. Help me, stepbrother.
That's fucking hilarious, dude. You know that that's like the number. Like every time, like if you just go to like Pornhub regular, not even the stuff that's recommended. Like some of the if you go on most viewed, it's all incest stuff, man.
Yeah,
like fucking all of it. Like the most viewed. Is it like lesbians? It's not that. It's fucking brothers, sisters, moms, stepmoms, all the way down. And then X Video had one of like real twins, though. And I know that sometimes they do makeup to make them look like it. Nah, motherfucker. These were, there's two guy twins, which I didn't even know they were allowed to show that. Two guy twins and two girl twins. Motherfucker, I'm not talking about, like at one point, I was going to throw up. Now, again, it could have been fake. It was a daughter and a mom, and they hold up their licenses so they can prove it. And then they start. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, is that, I thought incest was illegal.
That's illegal.
You can't show that, can you?
Yeah.
I don't know. But one of them got nailed one time. Remember when all the Omegle stuff was getting posted? Like just random people looking at each other and shit. Like, yeah. I think they said that there was a report of like 7,000 to 8,000 videos that featured underage people, but no, you can't prove it's fucking Omegle, right? So they yanked down like 7,000 to 10,000 fucking videos and shit. But I was like, God damn. Yeah, I was like, this is really fucked up. Like, this is the gross. Like,
well, Josh has jumped in. And so we are going to have to look at this. She says it's not a. It's not illegal. It's illegal to marry, but it's not illegal to...
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
But maybe that's California. Again, maybe it's a state-by-state law. I'm not sure. We're going to have to look into it.
Fuck that. I'm not looking that up on my... unless I had one of the VPN things that you were talking about, I'm not looking up, is it legal
to fuck your brother or sister? Looking up the VPN, logging into Tor, going onto the dark web. Is it illegal to fuck your mother?
Yeah.
Well, it was so like just was... like today. I was talking about it with Crystal and my brother-in-law and everything. I just found out apparently because I mean I haven't looked in porn and I don't know how long I've just haven't.
You're a liar.
No, I just I haven't because I found out from my brother-in-law that apparently in North Carolina here, you actually have to do age verification in order to get it on porn sites now.
On X-Hamster, you do.
Started like
it comes
several
up.
Months ago.
Yep.
And, you know, so I was just like, wow, okay. I was like, now I guess I need that VPN. So,
yeah,
you know, they think I'm in like freaking Australia.
Just switch to incognito mode, man.
Dude, I'm not fucking
stop stuff on 95.
Wait a minute. So what happened with, hold on, am I allowed to say who it was or you just want to say someone that you know? About the story you were going to tell us before what? The show started. About the person
up. It was my son. Talked about the OnlyFans thing. So anyway,
I just want to make sure
What is your? I even asked him. What is your go-to porn? What do you look up? And he goes, Latinas.
Yes. Love it.
And
my man,
I'm looking at
him. He gets
a
gold star for me.
No, don't. I was like, stay away from him. He goes, why? I go, they will cut you.
Yeah, but they're awesome.
Dangerous.
They're full of fire, man.
Yeah, but they're worth it. Dude, I'll take a stab shot. I married one. Come on, man. Please, I know better. Dude, if your kid gets the gold star today, man, that's fucking amazing. Which, by the way, on that note, Texas. Someone from Texas hit me up. Texas, Latinas. We love our Latinas out here. I was like, what up? That's fucking awesome, man. Good for you guys. Yeah, man. So Texas is not just creamy.
Creamy Latinas. A little bit of milk with your coffee.
What, like a yeast infection creamy? Like, are we talking about like viscousy?
Dude, that's nasty.
That's then going onto a recipe website as well, right? How to make sourdough bread?
Oh, come on, man. Okay. Utah. nugget porn. All right, so we're here. I didn't want to look it up because last time I fell into something like that, someone's like, you got to look up Blue Waffle. And don't ever look that shit up.
That's an experience, isn't it?
Because that'll fuck you up
forever. Do not look up Blue Waffle, man.
Or for new people, do not go searching up the two girls, one cup fucking rabbit hole. You don't want to do that either.
Or one guy, one jar.
Or Mr. Hands. Don't look up Mr. Hands either. Do not look up Mr. Hands. Stay
lemon,
away.
Lemon Party. Don't go looking at Lemon Party. But I have a basic understanding of nugget porn. I have
okay, not go
gone
for
looking
it.
gone looking for it because I don't know if it's going to be my flavor. But I believe nugget porn involves a quadruple amputee. No arms, no legs, just a head and a torso.
Is that because they're built like a chicken? Shut the fuck. Wait, is that because they're round like built a chicken?
Like a chicken nugget. Yeah, I know, Judge. Bucky's had to take a walk. Take a walk, Judge. Walk it off. So I believe that's what it is a quadruple amputee is nugget porn.
You know, man, Jesus is watching somewhere.
Yep, it says it is porn with people who don't have arms or legs.
Holy shit. They couldn't.
I thought little people porn was like going somewhere. And then I heard about, and then that got so normalized. And now I'm hearing about nugget porn. And I'm like, how do you make that set?
Okay, so here's why I didn't look it up. Anything that sounds like it could have something to do with illegal people, I'm not going to look up. Like, I'll look up midget porn. I will not look up little people porn because you don't know who the fuck's looking at that shit, right? But, dude, nugget porn, that's fucking hilarious and awful. But you know the guy CJ or whatever his name was, where every time he has a reaction, the Jesus is next to him?
Yeah.
And he's like, that's the nugget thing for me, man.
McNugget, please.
Dude, I didn't even know that was a thing. Holy shit. Look. I'm not hating on whoever put that up. Look, to each, listen, we ain't kink shaming nobody. Whatever does it, look, man, life is too short and it sucks too bad for anyone to talk shit about the stuff that you like. I just never heard that before. I've seen picture, like, you know, because you're just sweeping through, you're like, what the fuck? But I never knew that that was a thing.
Yeah, I only heard about 6 months ago and I was like, is it?
Holy but
shit. I never really went looking for it because I'm like, do I really want to see what this is, you know, so.
I was today years old when I found it, and that would definitely be something we would have been passing around the base.
Oh, absolutely, dude! If this was like on
paper, that was the other thing too. Like when we would deploy, people have external hard drives. We'll have movies on them, things like that. But you'll have a little folder on there that says "not porn."
Yeah,
and that's the code word for everyone that, you know, when we share the hard drives and everything, you know. They would copy that because you might have videos they don't have. So,
right.
You know,
it's like trading cards.
It was like trading cards. I mean, like, I've got a 4 terabyte.
It's like Pokemon.
That's filled with like every single movie and series. That's why I said, Nate, I'm going to send you this hard drive so you can watch all the movies I have on it and finally get caught up to where me and Judge are.
Oh, which by the way, Sarah finally saw Monty Python and Search for Holy Grail. And when it ends, she goes, no. It doesn't fucking end like that. I'm like, that's how it ends. She's like, how long does a song go on for? I'm like, an uncomfortable amount of time. It's like 10 minutes. And it's just, that's it. Someone from New Jersey, obviously, right? Home. MILF and POV stuff. It's also impossible to avoid step porn. So we got a second one. Mm-hmm. So we got MILF stuff. We got POV stuff, which I was not. Like, I get it. Like, I've seen it. But like, what? Like, if it's POV, like, wouldn't you just be looking directly at the person's face?
Yes.
I mean, if you're a girl, I guess you're like a little bit, right? You got the whole thing fucking going on. Like, you get that. But, like, is that what it is? It's just you looking.
It'll be essentially like this girl filming herself. She might be humping the pillow or whatever, but it's meant to be like her riding you when you're watching her jubblies.
Oh, so it's not even with
somebody. Or if you were looking down while she's doing stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, because I've seen that in other video, but I've never seen one that was just solely that. I want to try. I did once because I had the little hookup for the phone. There's ones on like Pornhub that are VR ones, but you need like the glass, like the thing where you slip the glasses into and shit.
Yeah.
I just wanted to try it just to see what it's like. Cause it can't be good. Like, it's gotta be choppy as shit, right? Cause it's filmed.
I'd imagine so, but I've seen it. Like I've seen it without the glasses and it's just like the two pictures kind of angulated.
Right. Because it's got to get like a whole. Yeah, I was thought that was fucking weird. I mean, I want to see it just because I've never. Because the phone thing I had was shit. Like it kept, like it was chopping up too much. I was like, all right, I can, like, I get it. Like, I, like, you know, it's anything else in VR, it's pretty cool. But like, I haven't had to experience, but I haven't had the opportunity to experience it fluidly. Mm. It's always been, you know, through shit. I got a Sydney, dude.
Oh, we Sydney, got Sydney,
Australia. Sydney, Australia said double penetration. Nice.
Go Sydney.
Nice. Go it's either Sydney. That or yeah, airtight.
Or what?
Airtight. That's all holes filled. Airtight.
Okay. Fair enough. I haven't heard that as a term before.
Airtight. So
that's new. All right. Well, I'm throwing one in for Sydney because, I mean, because you guys are going to, I'm sure you'll share with us later, but I'm a BBW kind of guy.
I'll
go for the solo BBW 90% of the time.
Good shit.
I don't want to see a dude in there or whatever, but a solo BBW, like, I can get on board with that. And I mean, there's a little more to love, you know? More pushing.
Mine changes depending on the day, right? So like, or like a span of time.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, so right now my area is interracial stuff, dude. Like, that's just my niche right now. I just want to see that. I don't care what role it is. I just like the flip-flop. But mm-hmm. It depends, right? Because I also, like, I'll just look up dudes sometime, you know, because it's not a fucking secret. I've been over it before, right? So, like, it depends on what it is. So when I have a go-to, it's only the go-to for that period, like the 2-3 weeks or whatever,
oh,
right?
Yeah, you go and through stages. Yeah. Like, I mean, I went through, and sometimes I will come back to it. I went through a mature thing where I was, like, checking out nanas and all this sort of thing. Like, that's, because, right. I mean, that's popular lately as well. Like, the golden generation, so to speak, is really fucking popular at the moment.
Wait, like GILFs? Like your grandma
GILFs.
And shit?
Yeah, GILFs. No shit. Yeah.
I never got behind that. Like, I've seen, like, look, there's some people, like, so, like, isn't Sophia Loren, like, 70-something years old and shit? She looked fucking fantastic.
Yep.
And then there's, but, like, that's not common, right? Like, a couple people on the Golden Girls are older or as old as Sofia Vergara. And Sofia Vergara may as well be carved out of fucking stone, man. She's fucking incredible. Yep. Like, people are just kidding. But again, she's Latina, right? They age different. Like, they don't age like everybody else and
no,
shit.
No,
like, they
it's
stay.
Weird,
yeah. Yeah. It's fucking. Meanwhile, I'm aging like a fucking lizard. Like, that's just what happened. Like, Italian guys stay looking young and kind of like gangstery until a certain point we wake up. We're like, I look like dog shit. And then that's how they look for pretty much ever else.
Mm. Well, see, I also found this week top relative categories by generation. So I've got the boomers, Gen X, Gen Y, and Gen Z.
No shit.
And so when it comes to the golden generation, the boomers are really into mature.
No
they
shit.
Like
well,
it.
I mean, I guess that makes. Well, that was also the graduate generation. Well, that you're not going to understand that, Rob will, right? Where it's like there was always.
Oh, fuck off.
What?
Here's
come
to
on,
you, Mrs. Robinson.
Wait, listen,
I get
you're,
it.
You're shocked that wait. You're shocked that we're assuming that we haven't fucking seen a movie.
You're just assuming that I've never seen any movie ever.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
I got him with Jurassic Park the other night.
Oh, dude, you got me so fucking fired up. I'm like, you know what? Go fuck yourself. Like, who? I have a 7-year-old son. Who hasn't seen Jurassic Park?
That would have been, listen, man, we would have had to call an intervention. Like, we would have fly out there, strap you down to a chair and watch all this shit. Okay. And here's the one Nate was talking about. I know this is a friend busting my balls, but I don't care. And that brings up to the point there's always something. This is bearded, bald, muscular men in Kratos cosplay, fucking watermelons and cantaloupes. It's hard to find, but it's out there.
Hey, look, Judge, I'm telling you,
it's
man.
It's out there.
It's out there. And $20 is $20, bro.
Oh, I don't give a shit. Dude,
well,
I'm
that's what
money.
Judge said.
How.
There's an opportunity there for him to start an OnlyFans.
Dude, I've gotten asked more times, and it's not by women. It's actually from my British and Irish gay friends who were like, dude, we're telling you, we will pay. And I was like, I can't, dude. A nurse got fucking fired during COVID because she had one, and she was just like a nurse.
Oh, there's been
man.
Teachers. There was a teacher in Arizona that got canned because of it, you know,
and then
students were watching it.
And then there was another teacher that got canned, and she's like, I don't fucking care because I just made more money in a summer than I'm ever going to make my entire life teaching. So she made that part of her thing. She would dress up as a teacher. She got a whiteboard and then, stuff like
and then
that.
Like those, and then like those, then like those ones we go back to, you know, they killed themselves.
Yeah. And it's that's rough.
It's like today I saw an Isaac Butterfield video where he was talking about this woman who got fired from her job because her job found her OnlyFans. And so she started protesting in the streets with signs and shit, like trying to slam the company that fired her.
Right.
And the internet gave zero fucks.
Yeah, of course.
And Isaac Butterfield, like, he's like, the internet does not care. You're selling your body online. Yeah. Nobody gives a shit what you have to say. You got sacked from your job.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't fit with their fucking ethos. That's fine. Like, there's no reason they can't let you go for that.
So, admittedly, I do feel really bad. I was watching one, and it wasn't one of those. It was a previous video where it was like cops busting up, you know, random people doing stuff. And one lady apparently was seen from afar pleasuring herself on the beach in like a secluded area. The cops came, they busted her. And she was like, you don't understand, this is going to ruin my life. Like a week later, she killed herself, dude. Like, I'm like, God damn.
You were probably about 100 feet away. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's still decently far. But she had like a camera set up. I think she was recording it.
The only thing I saw or heard about it was she was on the beach in a relatively secluded area and somebody saw it and they called the cops. I didn't know she had like a whole rig like set up.
A family was walking by or something and saw it and then called the police on it.
Yeah, I mean, all right, like, yeah, like, that's fucked up. Like, if she was doing it on Miami Beach at night during, like, where's all adults, that's fucking one thing, man. But you're not doing that shit, like, in the middle of a park. That's fucked up. Then she deserves, well, I don't know if anybody deserves that, but yeah, that's fucking weird.
Or, you know, I mean, we're used to seeing it on the New York subway, so, I mean, it wouldn't have.
Yeah, man. People these days, like, my son's 10, right? But even kids, I was like, guys, you don't know what New York, what Times Square was like in the 80s? Guys, that's not. The shit you see in old movies is not a joke. It was gunplay and fucking and peep shows and drugs. Now there's a Disney store there and an M&M store. It was not like that, man. No one went down there, especially at night. During the day, you went down there to fucking work because it's businesses and shit. But that shit was a cesspool. And then it was Giuliani who cleaned it all up, right? Or like he started selling like the big areas for businesses and shit down there.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, not just him, but like just about all the financial elite down there got.
Yeah, dude, I'm like, I said like the city stuff you see in like, you know, Beverly Hills Cop that shows a dirty city or RoboCop. That was New York City, man. It was all gangs and it was all pimps and hookers. Dude, hookers right in the middle of fucking Times Square. That's what that shit was like. That's exactly what that shit looked like at that time. No one went down there, man. It's fucking Central Park. People are getting killed all the time in fucking Central Park. And Central Park was run by gangs.
They still got that shit in Hawaii, too, now, though. Like, you'd go down the Waikiki Strip. Any girl wearing clear pumps was a prostitute.
No shit, really?
Yep, that was the international symbol. Some of them, you had to check to make sure it was a legit chick, though, because you couldn't tell the difference.
So, someone who went on holiday to Spain with a friend was at the pool. At the resort, and three girls kept young, 13, 14, 16 tops. And they're like, hey guys, and they're kind of talking like broken English. And like these guys were older, like, hey, like, where are your parents? And like, oh no, we just want to come over and say hi. We like your accents and shit like that. And he said the one girl who looked like the youngest was like sitting on the pool and like sitting with like her legs in the pool and like opened up her legs, shit like that. And then they started asking like, how big is your dick? And they're like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh yeah, dude, prostitution over there. They don't give a fuck about age, man. Like they send them out to go out there. He's like, it was probably the parents that sent them out. I was like, holy shit. So yeah, man, stuff like that's fucking crazy.
Hey, I'll tell you what, like, Christine, while we're on prostitutes, and this fucking blew me away. Christine was telling me, most mornings she gets to work and there's a pair of hookers standing on the corner of the street that she works on, right? Now, this is in an industrial area. These girls are coming out to the corner and they're hanging out there for the night. And they've got their beat up old car with towels all up along the windows and shit. So I'm assuming that these girls are just like, hey, picking these guys up into their car, doing the deed, and then they're out. And so I said to her, like, hey, are these prozzies hot? You know, are they good to look at? She goes, nah, Like you wouldn't want to touch them with a 10-foot pole. I'm like, well, are they making money? And she goes, oh, they're making money. She said, but they're ugly as sin. So I'm like, how the fuck? Like,
I
if
just got
that's
a
the case,
text.
I could go make money.
I just got a text. I'm not going to say who yet because I didn't get it. It said, bro, I dated a porn producer. I have wild stories. We need these in a bad way.
Yes, I know who this is as well. It's
But
been mentioned in the chat.
right, but they didn't put it out. Like, I'm not gonna say who it, but this is some shit that like I want to know. But well, I'll say it's a she deserves to be on the show anyway. She's fucking
Absolutely.
hilarious.
Yeah, we'll get her on the show
Oh,
at
that
some
would
point.
definitely
We'll
be
have to talk
awesome.
about it.
I would
Oh,
love to
God,
hear some of
dude.
those.
Yeah. And then I have some California gay cuck porn, which is weird. Like, I can get into that. So like my limit for that is if someone's there watching, I'm okay with that. But when they start like talking shit about the person, like that's where my like don't like listen, you're doing that because I'm a voyeur. Like, that's cool. Like I'll watch and shit, but like don't turn around and start talking shit on me. So like my like so I don't know if that's still in the same category, but like big ups to this person, man. They're like California dude, gay cuck shit. He's like, I like to get yelled at why fucking I'm like, wow, that's pretty dope. But it's like honestly, where do you guys stand on the watching your or so, like the porn where like someone's boyfriend's like or the girlfriend's like, you know, I'm bringing home a friend because you always said you wanted this, and then like fucking Shane Diesel walks in and he's like, you're a piece of shit and wear this fucking cuck thing, the plastic thing, and like all the rest of that shit. Like, where are you guys on that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It depends how insane it gets. Because, like you say, there are some guys that really like to be dominated as they're being cucked. So that, I've noticed a lot of chastity cages have been coming into play lately.
I never even knew what those were until it was brought up in conversation. And I'm like, what is
Yep.
that? And it's literally like a plastic holder that if you start to get hard, it hurts.
Yep. So that's coming into play lately. The whole cuck thing, like personally for me, I wouldn't want to be in that situation. I don't want to see somebody with my partner. That's just not me.
Yeah, I don't share well.
I'm not good at sharing my toys, right? But as a porn thing, like as a fantasy thing, I'll watch it.
Right.
Not a lot, but I haven't gone as far as watching gay cuck porn.
I don't think I've seen any of that. Now I have seen some gay porn because, you know, being in the 82nd and everything, Cav Scouts definitely made some gay porn and that stuff made it out there. So, you know, we sat there and we were making fun of some of those guys because I mean it's a Cav Scout, go figure. But my eye-opening experience was when I was a brand new freaking private getting to Fort Campbell for the first time. Like, just got to my unit. Like, you got there on a Friday. All right. You check in on that Friday. Everyone's getting out for the weekend anyway. So, you know, you're the new guy and everything. So, you know, they got to haze you a little bit. Well, you know, I get told, hey, go see if Grunvig wants to come out with us. He lives in this room over here. So I go knock on this door, and this guy's a corporal, mind you, okay? Like, he's already yelled at me and smoked me a couple times, you know, throughout the day, you know? So I'm already, you know, kind of got this thing where it's like, well, I'm kind of scared of this guy anyway. And I knock on his door, and he opens it up, and the motherfucker's in a full leather gimp suit.
With the zipper and
Like,
everything.
with a zipper and everything. And like,
Holy
he's
shit.
got the zippers, and it's like, brr. Well, we're going to the bar. That they want to know if you want to
And you
come.
still have
He
tried to have a
goes,
co like a legit conversation with him?
like this. He goes, Zoop. No,
Yeah.
and slammed the door in my face.
God bless him. He knows what he likes, man. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I mean, hey, he was a cool guy, though. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, he definitely did like taught me some terms and things. Like at that point I'm like, I didn't even know about BDSM back then either. And he explained like the whole thing and the whole, you know, polygamy and all that stuff, I learned about the term vanilla and everything. And fuck, dude, I am vanilla as fuck. All right.
Now we've had a threesome with our friend Audrey. And then like I don't mind, like I don't care, like I'll share, like it's not a thing for me. Like it's all about like the experience. So like we'll add a guy. I don't fucking care. Like it's like to me, because it's like it's a, I don't know, like people always say, like, is it a confidence thing, right? Like, is it a kink or a confidence thing? It's both, I guess, right? Because like, look, if you do that, and this goes out to anybody, right? Because people have tried to do that to save their relationship too. Like, oh, we got to spruce it up. Let's do this. That never fucking works. Don't do that. Don't do that. That doesn't fucking work. No. That's not a, we're doing shitty. Let's either A, have a child, or B, bring in another person. That's a recipe for fucking disaster.
Absolutely. Like,
do not fucking do that.
There were marriage counselors that were pushing that shit way back in the day.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you want to save your marriage? Have an affair.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. In fact,
which
that's
is
when I learned that I couldn't share, right? Back when I was, I reckon, 19, I had a girlfriend who was, you know, a bit freer. She was a pretty free spirit. And a guy from work came over. We're hanging out. We're having beers and whatnot. And we just threw it out there. Hey, what about a threesome? He's like, fuck yeah, I'll spit roast your girlfriend with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's go. So we, you know, all parties consented. We started for it. And then I was just, I'm in the situation and I'm like, this ain't sitting with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I got up, put on my robe, walked out of the room, made a cup of coffee, sat down in front of the TV and started watching TV.
That's
it. She came out, she goes, what happened? Where are you? I said, sorry.
Just not into it.
Not into it. If you guys want to finish up, go for it. She's like, but it's weird without you there. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but it's weird for me to be there. So But for me as well, that ended up being a deal breaker as well, because then I never looked at her the same again.
Well, I don't know if, I mean, I get it. Like, I don't know if that's necessarily fair, though. Like, especially because you all decided on it and shit.
I know, I was young. So,
I didn't know
where my boundaries
were. I know, and that's why I said it. But, like, you don't know what you're into until you see it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I remember sometime, like, just like, and this is tame now, right? But like the choking thing, or like the throwing up, or whatever, like, you know, like shit like that. Like, you never know what's your thing until you're like, oh shit, like I felt something from that. Like, I wonder why that is. So, like, these people who have like the weird ones, and again, it's not a shame thing, but the people who have the weird ones, I'm like, so, like, are you hurting anybody and you're not getting paid for it? Do whatever the fuck you want. Like, it fucking doesn't matter to me, man.
Yeah, as
like,
long as you're two consenting adults, do whatever you want in your bedroom.
You said it, man, and this triggered something, that because I saw a video on this one earlier. It's it was little girls back in the day never wanted their hair pulled. They didn't want to be choked. They didn't want to be called names. And now they want it all.
It's all
It's like it's a whole degradation kink going on. And I swear, but then, it's got everything to do with like 50 Shades of Grey and. What is it, the Crown of Thorns or whatever the story?
Well, yeah, but I was with people before that, and it's stuff that they liked, and you do it. But the thing is that, like, after it was over, it was gone. It was just like, all right, let's go get food. Like, they never, like, it was not a thing that they ever wanted to talk about outside, because it's just what they wanted in that moment. Like, a friend of mine used to date a girl he found on a dating website, and her thing was she like to call him daddy and like shit, like give me that daddy cock and like all kinds of shit. And she wanted to scream it and stuff. And I'm like, all right, I mean, like, if you're willing to do that, not that you like it, if you're just willing to do it for her, just fucking do it. But that's not something like I don't like that. Like, I don't even like it when, like the only time it's okay is if a Latina girl says it in Spanish, because shit is dope. Yeah, like that's just dope. But like, I don't get the daddy thing. Like, I don't want to be called that. Hey, I have a son. Like, I don't want.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend that was into that too. And it always made my skin crawl. But it was a case of, that's your kink, so I'll let you go. You know, you want to call me daddy, call me whatever the fuck you want. Call me Ronald McDonald if that's what gets you going. But
yeah, no, that's a hard no for me. Like, but again, it's not like I'll end a relationship. I'll just be like, can we find like a midpoint? And shit, like, what else can you rock out with? Prior to I'm thinking about it now, because even before Hunter I didn't like it, but now definitely don't do it. Like, now it's really fucking weird. Like, I don't understand, like, that to me is too close to peds. You know what I'm saying? Like, and ancestral ones at that. Like, I don't want any of that. Like, don't call me anything like that. And is where I bring up to Sarah. She's like, that's gross. She's like, I don't want to do it either. I'm like, good. So we're meeting on an even playing field because no, I don't want to fucking do that. Boys, we've been in here for fucking 70 minutes. I can't believe we didn't start a porn conversation until fucking 40 minutes after.
We've been live for an hour.
Meh. Meh. Yep. So is week two of our fucking, or what the fuck are people watching on porn?
All right. So let's wrap it up with this, right? Because I've got the four generations here. And
yes. Yeah.
There's eight categories per generation. So I'm going to start with the boomers. Okay.
Okay.
Starting at number eight is bisexual male.
Ooh.
And that's 38% more. BBW is number seven. Okay. Massage. We covered this one last week. That's at number six. Cum shot is number five.
Nice.
Natura at number four. Hand job is at number three. Now this one. Yeah, now this one has really thrown me off for the boomers, especially. Number two is transgender.
Wow, that is very taboo.
That's why, right? But B, does it mean stuff that they liked then or stuff that they're looking up now?
This is as of 2023.
Because there's two categories. There's a tranny category and there's a trans category. So like, Is it all rolled, like, because I don't know, is it all rolled up into one now? Because normally you can't call one the other. They get really fucking mad about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But again, maybe it's just...
Okay, yeah, that's still, it's still, but again, it's the, you. I don't like it, so I want to do something to it in that same respect. Yeah,
I pulled this list from the Pornhub 2023 Insights, okay? So this is all from last year. And the number one for boomers was smoking. So apparently cigarettes in the bedroom get them going.
What? That's weird.
Cigarettes, cigars. It's the Hugh Hefner thing.
Smoking jacket. It does nothing for me. Yeah.
Oh, I agree. I don't find smoking attractive. That for me, I mean, the girl could be a 10. And if she pops that cigarette in her mouth, she's like a 1.
Gen X, this is for you boys.
All right, wait. Now we can like verify if this is what it is.
That's it. So Gen X at number eight, we've got small tits. So that's cool. No.
For us?
For
dude,
30,
we started 35
to 54.
No, yeah.
Fuck
no,
that.
No.
No fucking way. Not even, I've never once searched for that shit. But go ahead.
That's gotta be why it's number eight.
Number seven is Bukkake.
Yeah. Okay.
Number six is fisting.
No, what the fuck?
Ooh, ouch.
I don't know what you guys are getting into. Number five is strap on. Strap on. Number four is fingering.
First of all, we're not that lame, but go ahead.
No, but then number three, this is where you guys and the boomers come together, all right? Number three is transgender. Number two is vintage.
No,
okay, been through that. Go to the fertility clinic for vintage. And number one for the Gen X generation, scissoring.
Out of that entire list, the only thing I've actively looked for, the one I agreed to Bukkake because like everyone looked for that shit, right? Because that was like the thing. Trannies were great, not transgender. Because again, I don't want to upset anybody. Trannies are awesome. I love watching that shit. That shit is great. The rest of the shit I have never looked up once on purpose.
No.
Never. So what the fuck?
No. Wow. Now maybe, about three things on there. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, but that's not, wow, man. That's fucking weird. No.
We got now the millennials. They put this into an age group of 25 to 34. So I just learned. I'm a Xennial, but I'm right on the cusp of like Gen X millennial because I'm an 86 baby. So I fall into kind of both of these categories, your category and the Gen
X. I guarantee this one's better.
Yeah. So number eight is Korean.
Okay.
Number seven, again, for Gen Y is transgender. So there's three generations that are into transgender. This one has me a little thrown off. Not sure how this works. Interactive porn.
That's when you get to you get a click on it and like you can move the mouse and it like, you know,
That's because
the avatar does whatever it does.
remember when Barney Rubble was talking about Leisure Suit Larry? Rob knows what that is. So
Oh
it's a
my
game with a
God,
little dude with a
Leisure
little
Suit
giant head.
Larry, man, that
Yep, and
game.
that was that, but that was us. That wasn't wow. Okay,
That
all
was
right. Yes.
us. Yeah, that was
So
us.
now there's full 3D videos that you can make where like you buy into, and then you have the one person do something to somebody. So like you direct basically, and you can
Oh,
swing the
okay.
camera
Oh,
around and
wow.
everything. Yeah.
Man, remember that Leisure Suit Larry dude? Like, dude, go
Fucking
down the
game is
alleyway,
ridiculous. Yeah.
catch something.
Game is fucking ridiculous.
Where are we? So number five, it comes in as FFM threesomes.
Okay. All right.
Number four for Gen Y, aka millennials, is role play. Number three is
Okay.
cosplay.
Nice.
Yeah, and I've noticed an uptick in that lately.
Oh yeah.
Look, Judge, you got an audience.
Judge has got an audience on two categories here,
Dude,
okay?
I just
So
got two people who texted me and told me that I should just because I would make more fucking money because they're listening right now. And
yeah.
I can't, guys. I can't. I'll do when I retire, sure, because then it doesn't matter. All right, what's
Number two
two?
for millennials is tattooed women.
Nice.
And
Okay.
number one
Okay.
comes in at muscular men. So you got two
Hey,
categories that you can
I'm all
fit in
over
there
that
for.
motherfucker, man. Shit, I should
Well, I don't
fucking.
know. I mean, he could throw a wig on. He could go for the tattooed woman too.
Could do that too. I would have to
Just a
shave though, because then it would
touchy
just be
dick.
weird.
Well, I don't know. No. I mean, you could do that whole category too. There's bearded women now.
Yeah, but I would feel less sexy. You know what I'm saying? Come
Yeah,
on, I play
true.
Chastel, dude. I can't. Everything's got to be right.
Now, last generation, I've got Gen Z, 18 to
Okay.
24.
All right.
Number eight is FFM
Wow.
threesomes.
Okay.
Number seven is virtual reality.
All right.
Number six is feet.
What the fuck? All
And
right.
I've never understood the feet fetish. Don't get it, but
Nope.
whatever. Again, I'm not shaming.
Dude, they have a vajankle. It's a vajankle. It's a foot with a vag at the ankle. They call it a vajankle. It's a sex toy.
Yeah, I can't
A
get on with that.
vajankle.
Instructions unclear. Dick is stuck in ceiling fan.
Rob's Number five, we're at cartoon. Number four is smoking. Number three, interactive again. Number two is hentai. And number one for Gen Z is cosplay.
So a lot of fantasy stuff.
Yeah, but there's a lot of overlap between the generations as well.
Sure.
So both boomers and Gen Z are into smoking. They're the only two generations here that are into smoking porn.
That's so fucking weird. Dude, I don't even know anyone who. All right. Just, I'm like, everyone's moved on to these. I don't know a single smoker anymore. Like, I personally don't know a single smoker anymore. Everyone's gone to these. And I'm sure vaping is not one of the fucking categories.
No, I'm still smoking my rolly
Are you
tobacco,
really?
mate. Yeah.
No shit. I've never
Hey,
seen.
I've
Oh,
got
wait.
you
I guess you
guys
just don't
and
smoke
your
in a house.
vices.
Yeah, I've got to quit, man. I'm tired of the fucking cigarette stains on my fingers, but
I thought about a lady got pulled over. She was so drunk that she picks up a wet wipe and puts it to her ear. She's talking to the cops. She puts it to her ear and goes, he goes, you know, that's a wet wipe, right? She goes, yeah, it's a phone too. And an act puts the wet wipe to her ear and starts talking to her brother. You have to watch these videos, man. They're fucking hilarious.
all right, well, I think we're gonna have to wrap this one up. We're at an hour
Yeah, man, I
10
got
now.
White Castle, son, and Checkers fries. We're doing the whole mix. We're gonna watch a movie.
Before we go, Rob, before we go, you want to leave us with a live safety brief this week, man?
Yeah, I could
Oh,
do a live
nice.
safety brief. And since we've been covering some rather pleasurable topics, I'm going to go ahead and key this one towards safety. We have covered a lot of topics, people. We've covered some really great ones. We've covered some weird ones. Whatever your kink is, by all means, have fun. But listen, when you're in the shower and you're soaked up, please, please get a good base because we don't want to hear about you falling and sitting on that shampoo bottle. And I know the EMTs really don't want to know about it either. So look, that I mean, we want you here. We want you watching the show. We don't want to lose our viewers to slips and falls in the tub and shower. So look, put down the no slip mat, bring in the little old person shower chair so you could sit there and flop that molly or, you know, flip the bean, whatever it is you need to do. But please, please have fun and leave Fido out of it.
Yeah, please, please, please. I think we've established that fully. And if you ever get pulled over by the cops, no, they won't take the cuffs off and you can't call your mother. Sorry, can't do it.
That's it. That's it, man. All right. Well, for this week, guys, I think we're just about done. So remember, give us some love. Just show us a little bit of love. Send us a message. Tell us what you think about the show. Give us a small rating if you'd like.
And give us a recommendation for what you want us to talk about.
Absolutely.
That'd be cool, too. I want to put that up afterwards because people are like, oh, my God, like, that's awesome. I want you guys to cover A, B, and C. So a fan-driven show would actually be really cool where you just take questions of what people want us to fucking talk about. So I might do the NGL thing again because you don't know if people want to be like, say it was them or not. So I'll put up one of those and then we'll just do a fan-driven show next time, which could be really cool. And I'm going to start it now. So I'll have plenty of stuff.
Before we wrap this one up as well, I just want to give a special shout out to Pods R Us on Instagram. They gave us a daily spotlight this week, spotlighted the podcast for us.
Hey.
And they've put remember the $10 billion coin flip clip that we
did? Oh, yes.
So he shared that right across Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, the whole fucking
thing. Hey, that's awesome.
And so shout out to Pods R Us for giving us a spotlight.
Yeah, that's big, man.
Any little bit of exposure helps us. So thanks to you guys. And with that, we're out of here.
Hey.
Peace.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the show. You can follow the podcast as well on social media at Not So Secret Dad's Business or on our website, notsosecretdadsbusiness.com. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please rate and review the show. It helps more than you realize.